Blog Talk Radio.
Where you want to start over again. It's nothing wrong with changing. There's nothing wrong with starting your life over again. Just because one part of your life is over does not mean that you can't start a new part of your life. And so tonight I'm going to talk about health benefits and just reserving and preserving life. And hopefully our broadcasted guest, Terry Woods, the author, will call in. But you can call me now at 347-989-0761, and we'll be right back. Hey, that was Miss Jill Scott. Is it the way? She has such a sexy voice. And let me tell you, Jill Scott has lost a lot of weight. And speaking of people losing weight, Jennifer Hudson is looking really good. Raven Simone, wow, she lost so much weight. Media is saying she's looking like Nicole Richie's twin sister, even though they are years apart. But they're kind of favorite. They have the same little nose and eyes. And Gabourey Sidibe, who played Precious, she's coming down a great deal. You know, it's very important to stay healthy, and it's not always about having a lean, slender, or curvy body. It's all about health. So if you're feeling good about yourself, whether you're 100 or 190 or 250, as long as you keep it covered up, keep it healthy, eat the right amount of food, get your nourishment and your rest, stay stress-free, I'm quite sure you can conquer anything. And tonight I want to talk to you about disposing of medication safely. And if you follow these guidelines to protect yourself and your family and your visitors, because sometimes people come to your house, you know, they may have some pains or some, you know, some issues, and they may go through your medicine cabinet and see something that they are probably not aware that has expired, and they'll take it. You know, I know you got those family members that want to go through your cabinet. Now, have you looked in the back of your medicine cabinet lately? Chances are, if you do, you'll find expired cough medicine or prescription pills you no longer need. It's tempting to simply toss these in the trash, but that's not usually the best way to get rid of medication. Now, by following these drug disposal guidelines from the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, you'll protect the environment and the people around you. First, make sure to follow disposal instructions on the prescription label. Do not flush prescription medicine down the toilet unless the label specifically says to do this. If there are no instructions on the prescription label, these steps must be taken before putting medication in the household trash. Take the medicine out of the original container. Place medicine in a sealable bag or can and mix the medicine with an unappealing substance such as dirt, cat litter, or coffee grounds. By doing this, you'll protect children and pets from accidentally ingesting the medication. You'll also make the discarded medicine less appealing to anyone who might sift through your garbage. Yes, you know, nowadays poor people, a lot of scavengers, they go through garbages looking for food, cans, and if they see the medicine, they may want to indulge in some type of hallucinogenic. So make sure you do this, okay? Now, the FDA suggests using community drug take-back programs, which allow people to drop off old prescriptions at a central location for proper disposal. You should contact your local trash and recycling center to find out if such a program exists near you. Check the disposable instructions for over-the-counter medicine, too. Even if you can throw this medicine away, ensure that children and pets cannot get to it. Remove discarded medication from your home immediately. Here are some other useful tips from the FDA. Scratch out identifying information on prescription bottles before throwing them out. Do not give your prescription medicine to friends. The medication is for your own treatment and could be dangerous for someone else. And when in doubt about proper drug disposal, ask your pharmacist. Okay? So try to do the right thing when it comes to disposing your medication. We'll be back. We're waiting for the publisher, Terry Woods, to phone in. Hopefully she's going to call in. But until she does, we're going to give you some good music, and we'll be right back. Technical difficulty, so let's roll with Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye. Thank you.
This world of mine, I was placed at
Beautiful, beautiful rendition of If This World Were Mine. Now I'm going to take it back a little bit to a song that I don't think got a lot of airplay, but I always felt this song was such a good song. It was produced by the legendary B-Fats, and it's featuring DL2, also known as the Meows, managed by Vernell Bowden of Just Music. Now, these are the nieces to the late Donald D. Bowden and the legendary B-Fats who created the WAP. This song is called Freeze. Call in and tell me what you think. I really love this song.
Another segment of
Ladies, come on, let's go.
Another ML2 classic track. Check it out.
Bye.
For your listeners out there, you can call me now, 347-989-0761. 347-989-0761. I don't know what's going on with the mechanical difficulties that we've been experiencing here lately at Blog Talk Radio, but as always, we got good information for you. And tonight, in regards to health, I want you to stay on top of your screening. You out there, are you due for a cancer screening? Keep in mind that early detection of colon, cervical, and breast cancer leads to more effective and often more successful treatment. Now, men and women ages 50 or older should be screened for colon cancer. Screening methods include colonoscopy, fecal occult blood test, and sigmoidoscopy. Now ask your doctor about your cancer risk and at the best screening method for you. Women ages 40 and older should have a mammogram every 1 to 2 years, according to the National Cancer Institute. Women also need a Pap test, which detects cervical cancer, every 1 to 3 years. Women do not need a referral to visit an OB-GYN, so arrange needed testing and your annual covered visit today. And I tell you this because my family is prone to cancer. My grandmother, her 2 sisters, my mom, my aunt, 2 of my aunts, and I have 1 surviving breast cancer, Aunt Pauline, but my mom passed away from pancreatic cancer. My grandmother, pancreatic cancer. My aunt Edna, pancreatic cancer. My aunt B had lung cancer, but she would smoke those cool cigarettes like they were going out of style. My dad passed away from prostate cancer. So as you know, I live in the doctor's office because not only am I a hypochondriac, but I just believe in finding out what's going on internally. You know, a lot of people always say, oh, you don't look 51, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm 51. Yeah, I'm physically looking good on the outside. But believe me, I've had my share of situations on the inside. But nothing so far has been negative. Everything has been positive. I'm taking care of myself. I'm getting my rest. I'm eating properly. I'm sleeping more than usual because, you know me, I do 4 and 5 things and always did 4 and 5 things at a time. So, you know, it's whatever my heart can stand. And anyway, do you know cardio? Because these 7 tips help your heart. Now, your heart is one hard-working organ. Yes, it is. In fact, your human heart beats about 100,000 times a day and 35 million times a year. Now, while your heart never takes a break, you can make its work a little easier by understanding how to prevent and treat heart disease. First, let's talk prevention. There are 7 ways to improve heart health on an everyday basis, according to the American Heart Association, AHA. Get moving. Exercising for just 30 minutes a day reduces your heart disease risk. Regular physical activity lowers blood pressure, increases beneficial HDL cholesterol in your blood, and prevents weight gain. The AHA recommends at least 150 minutes of moderate exercise or 75 minutes of vigorous exercise a week. To be safe, check with your doctor before starting any exercise program. Get those body moving. In the morning time, this is something that you can do. You can get up, you make your bed. Before you get out of bed, you can exercise on your bed. Just a whole bunch of arm movements, leg movements, sun salutations. Just look up yoga, different positions. You can do those as well. You can put your feet like a little bit under your bed and just do your little sit-ups, or have somebody hold your ankles and just do some sit-ups, work on your back, work on your neck, work on your stomach, just a few a day. If you have a pet, go walk your dog around a couple of blocks, walk about 5 blocks. If you can run, run. I'm telling you, before you go to work, exercise. This way when you get to work, you're not stressed out, you're invigorating, you revitalize, you got the blood rushing and moving back and forth, and you're feeling good, okay? So get moving. Now, control the cholesterol. Now, I know, blacks and Hispanics, we eat a whole lot of fried food. Yes, we do. We like our chicken. We eat our fish. We love our french fries. I love my french fries. We love our cornbread with a whole lot of butter. We love our sandwiches with a whole lot of mayonnaise. Control your cholesterol. After a simple blood test, you'll learn your total cholesterol number, which is measured in milligrams per deciliter. I know I'm not saying that right, but it's deciliter. That's all I remember. Of blood, mg/dl. That's what you got to remember. A total cholesterol level higher than 200 mg/dl means it's time to take action. Your doctor will work with you to develop the best plan. Now, when I knew that I had to control my cholesterol is because there's various symptoms that you'll get. So please, control your cholesterol, okay? And eat better. This should be on your mind at every meal, including snacks. Make sure you're eating nutrient-rich foods like vegetables, fruits, whole grain products, and lean protein. As a general guideline, steer clear of fatty and salty foods. You can do it. An occasional indulgence is fine, but make sure these treats don't become part of your regular diet. Talk to your doctor about the right target for your calories, too. Come on now, look around you. The kids in New York City are so overweight. It is disgusting. The parents, you are going to work. The kids are going to school. You're not leaving them with food. You're letting them eat whatever the school gives them. Not a good look. Okay? If they can eat the fruits and the vegetables from the school, that's fine. But try to make your kids some food when they go out. Stop giving them money so they can go to the store to buy chips, because every day eating that every day is not a good look, okay? Please, number 4, manage your blood pressure. High blood pressure is the biggest risk factor for heart disease. Have your blood pressure checked regularly. If you have high blood pressure, manage it with the help of your doctor. Medication, diet, and lifestyle changes can lower blood pressure and your heart disease risk. Listen, if you blow your nose and you have a headache and you see strands of blood, that may be an indication sometimes that your pressure is a little high. If you feel a little faint, a little dizzy, that may be an indication. You really need to check your pressure, because high blood pressure can kill you, okay? And all of that comes along with eating good. So lose weight. If you're overweight, you're at a higher risk for heart problems and diabetes. Losing weight lowers that risk and boosts your overall health. It's not easy, so ask for your doctor's guidance and your loved one's support. Now, if you see that your stomach is making you look like you're 4 or 5 months pregnant and you're a male, that is an indication that you are not healthy, okay? All of that backed up food from 2-3 years ago, all of that, you're killing yourself, okay? How can you look in the mirror? You women, knock it off with the spandex pants trying to hold it in, make you look slimmer. It's not cool. Do some exercise. Take time to just look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, if you're in your 30s and you're heavy, do you want to be here in your 40s? If not, do nothing. But if you want to lose weight, there are ways to do it. There are recreation centers that have fitness rooms in it. Go online. The internet is your friend. Get it together. Reduce your blood sugar. If you're a diabetic, work closely with your doctor to manage blood sugar through medication and diet. And lastly, stop smoking. People, please. Please. You're killing me. Talk to your doctor about a quit plan today. Also, speak with your children about the dangers of smoking so they will never start. Trust me, if you smoke cigarettes in your house, after a while, the secondary smoke may influence people to start smoking. Please stop smoking. And just because you go in another room does not mean that the smoke is not evident. Stop smoking. And when you smoke, stop blowing your last bit of smoke in people's face. It's annoying. It's killing people. It's a mess, okay? I don't know why there are not smoke stations built like smoking booths. If I had my way, I would just build a smoke station. What happens if your contributing factors turn into heart disease? Your doctor will likely prescribe medication to address what's ailing your heart. Whether it's high cholesterol, diabetes complications, a generic cause, or something else. Your doctor may also monitor your heart using a chest x-ray, stress test, echocardiogram, CT heart scan, or other screening tests. Heart disease is a manageable condition. Whatever your diagnosis, there's always time to do right by your heart. Love yourself, okay? We'll be right back.
You walked away from me since all of our scattered dreams were just thrown away. I'm finally getting back to what I used to be, shared my pain with my family. Think I'm on my way. I can sleep at night, I don't reach for you when I wake up, no. But it's taken some time, yeah. I can live my life without praying that we could make up. I'm moving on, I'm feeling strong inside, but sometimes I cry when I'm all alone with this heart. And you'll both be happy, yeah. Been long enough for me to take a look around. I met a girl, we've been hanging out. She's been good for me. But when we're making love, she don't take me there like you used to. And it hurts when I love. this pain I've known. I'll just try to take it until
well, it's been 1 hour of plenty of health talk. I want to thank you for listening and joining in. Unfortunately, my guest did not call in, so hopefully we'll get her next time. But hopefully you learned something about health. Until next week, tune in every Thursday at 6:30. You can call us at 347-989-0761. And if you're interested in advertising your products, goods, and services, your events, your books, your parties, your concerts, your new inventions, a recording artist, you can go to futurenetworkproductions.com, click on the links for radio promotion, and if you commit to 2 months, you will automatically receive free television exposure on our TV show, Celebrity Showcase, which airs every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. on Time Warner, MNN Cable Channel 56, RCN Cable Channel 83, and on the web at 6:30 Wednesdays at MNN.org. Click on MNN2 for the Lifestyle Channel for Celebrity Showcase TV. I'm Darlene Lewis. Make sure you get one of my books at lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. And if you're interested in any of our upcoming television tapings, which will be taking place May 13th, please give us a call at 347-928-3049. I really like that Eric Benet track, so we're going to end out. Till next time, stay blessed.
You walked away from me since all of our scattered dreams were just thrown away. I'm finally getting back to what I used to be, shared my pain with my family. Think I'm on my way. I can sleep at night, I don't reach for you when I wake up, no. But it's taken some time. Yeah. I can live my life without praying that we could make up. I'm moving on, I'm feeling strong inside, but sometimes I cry. When I'm all alone with this heart. And you'll both be happy, yeah. Been long enough for me to take a look around. I met a girl, we've been hanging out. She's been good to me. But when we're making love, she don't take me there like you used to. And it hurts. Understand how to push you out, forget you, and let it go. Cause Lord knows I've tried, yeah, but sometimes I cry. Baby, I've been hurting for a long, long time. Yes, I have. Thank you.